Now and then, 126.2 million souls will die without knowing Jesus Christ. I think we get the point. You know, the scripture says this. The scripture says in Psalms 9:17, it says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all of the nations that forget God." And in Revelation, as Pastor mentioned, you all just studied the book of Revelation. In chapter 20, verse 15, it says, "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that he was thrown into the lake of fire." The point is that all of us, there is no doubt what happens to those who died without Christ. And in view of the fact that so many people in this world are still without Jesus Christ, and the fact that so many of them die every minute of every day, the point is that we just need to put forth extra effort in getting the Word of God out into what we call the traffic lanes of life. So the question, as I've asked myself, as I look myself in the mirror, it's kind of weird when I look at myself in the mirror and talk to me. But I say, how can we not feel that sense of urgency? So now that we've established the fact that there is an urgency out there for the Word of God, I just want to take the remainder of my time to talk about how God himself is using his Word to impact lives for eternity. You know, a picture-perfect life turned upside down. You know, that statement was made by Dr. Matthew Sleeth. Dr. Sleeth went on to say this. He said, "Several years ago, I was a successful emergency room doctor living the American dream." He said, "My wife Nancy and I owned a picture-perfect house on the coast of Maine, filled with two young, beautiful children and lots of beautiful furnishings." And then he said this. He says, "However, there was an emptiness inside of us." He said, when bad things happen to us, I mean, as it eventually does to everybody, he said, we had no moral anchor to lean on. He said, "I was raised Protestant and Nancy was raised Jewish. And when we got married, we both walked away from our religious traditions." And then he said this. He said that the turning point came in our lives when Nancy's only brother drowned in front of my family on the beach. He said, "At the same time, a former patient of mine was stalking me. And as I notified the police, they found that the patient had just murdered his mother and stuffed her body in a closet." He said, "Then on one beautiful fall morning, his neighbor called me and asked if I would come over and talk to her son, who was the same age as my son, Clark, to help tell him that his father was on that first plane that hit the World Trade Center on 9/11. Dr. Slee said that my family was crushing against a wall of evil. He said, "My marriage suffered, and I struggled trying to understand the very point of living." He said, "I began looking for help outside of my own secular worldview." He said, "I read Hindu, and I read from Muslim texts and other sacred texts, but I found no answers that I was looking for." And he said, "On one Sunday, as I was at the hospital, it was a pretty slow morning, I sort of took a break, and I found myself in one of the patient's lounge." He said, "I forgot to bring something to read, so I was looking around the table for something to read, and on the coffee table that was covered with magazines, he said, I noticed a book. It was a Bible that was placed by the Gideons International. So I thought to myself, you know, I've never read the Bible," he said. "This is not Africa. This is in Maine." He said, "I never read the Bible. And I like to read it, but I do not like to start reading a book that I can't finish." So what he did was he took it home with him. And I tell people, you know, the Gideons is probably the only organization that really truly do get excited when people steal our product. So he took that Bible home. And he said this. He said, "I began reading the Gospels. And he said, it was there that I encountered Jesus. Dr. Slee said, Christ turned my life upside down. And over the course of time, as he was reading the Gospels of Jesus Christ, he says that he was saved by accepting Jesus Christ, our precious, holy Lord and Savior, into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. That's what he said. And then he said this. He says, and in all of this good news, there is even better news. He said, because I gave that same Gideon Bible that I was reading from to my son, Clark. And Clark read the Gospels and surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. He's in a medical residence now. He's studying to be a doctor and has now been called to be a medical missionary along with his wife. And then he said, my wife, Nancy, found Jesus as she was walking. She found Jesus as a result of listening to the Bible on audiobook. And Nancy recalls one Sunday evening as she was walking down a mountainside. She said she felt so vividly Christ walking beside her. And she said she couldn't put it off any longer. She surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. And Dr. Sleep says that he went on to say that our daughter Emma was the last one in our family to meet Jesus. She's now Christian. She's graduated from a Christian college. And she's now involved in Christian ministry. He said that the Bibles that Gideon's place, whether giving it to a stranger or putting it into a hospital waiting room, he said it was not just any book, but it is the living word of God. And he says, I want to give thanks. I want to thank all of the Gideons who labor to spread the word of God. Because thanks to your work, that Bible, your work has saved my entire family's life. And Oakwood, I just want to say, I think that's really the key. You see, the key is that we placed the Gideons and auxiliary members of the Gideons International. We placed that scripture, by the way, in partnership with churches like yours, because we couldn't do the ministry without the church. We placed that scripture in that hospital waiting room, in partnership with a church just like yours. But it was God, through that word that we placed, that saved the life of Dr. Matthew Sleeth and his entire family. You know, someone said that this is a very special book because it is the only book that no matter where you are, that whenever you open it up, the author shows up. Praise God. Think about that. It doesn't matter where you are. The Holy Spirit of God, when you open this book up and begin to read, the author shows up. That's what happened to Dr. Matthew Sleeth. You know, the Bible says this, and you know this scripture well. The Bible says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper unto the things whereto I sent it. You know, we've seen now how God has used the hospital testament to change the lives of the Sleeth family. But now, allow me to introduce you to Frank Cowley so that he can tell you how God's word changed his life forever. And I'm clicking this and nothing happens. So could you click the next? I figured if I kept clicking, something would happen, but it didn't. But I want you to listen to Frank Cowley. Click it one more time.
I went to work in the oil field. Worked nights, went to high school, my senior year, and I started making money, more money than what I knew how to manage. And so then I started in with some marijuana, and one thing led to another. I've done every drug. I finally got hooked on crystal meth, and Then I got hooked on the needle. I began to shoot up. Lost a nice car. Lost my job. And ended up on the streets. I tried to quit doing the drugs. I tried to quit shooting up. I tried suicide twice. I would take a whole bunch of drugs and just, okay, this is either going to kill me or, you know, I'm not going to have no more left. I had no pride. And I ended up in a motel room. I'm fixing up this drug, about, you know, and I see the Gideon's Bible over there. I pick it up. And what I do? I turn to the book of Revelations. Now, I was not high, because I remember this so clear. And as I began to read the book of Revelations, I could see how much God loved me and what he was going to do. And it's as if God was just right above me with a huge bucket of water and just pouring it over the top of my head. And, you know, I kept reading. I didn't stop until I finished it. I couldn't put it down. I'd go to start, put it down, I'd go back to it. Put it down, talk with God. Put it down, pick it back up. And he talked to me in that room, and I know what I heard. And he said, Frank, do you want to be a part of what I'm doing here? And I want people to feel what I felt, and not just feel, but to know what I know now. Because if I knew that then or before, maybe I wouldn't have had to hit rock bottom. And so I want people to know that salvation is out there. We do have a Savior, and he is coming back.
Praise God. You know, the Bible says that for the Word of God is living, and it is active, and it is sharper than any double-edged sword, that it penetrates, even dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and it judges the very thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. You know, you didn't hear Frank's entire testimony, but one of the things he said in his testimony is that he went to that motel room to take his life. He was going to take every pill he had, every drug he had, to end it all. And then he said this. He says, God put him in a place where he could be reached. Think about that. I mean, he went to a motel room. He should have came to the church to talk to Pastor Steve or some other pastor. But he went to a motel room to end it all. That's why we as a ministry, that's why we place the Word of God, the same Word of God that pastor preaches and teaches from in this church. We put it out there in what we call the traffic lanes of life. Because when Frank Cowley hit rock bottom, he should have contacted a pastor, but he didn't. He went to a motel room. But as I mentioned before, that precious Word of God is unique, because every time you open it up, the author shows up. He opened up that Bible and you saw the results of it. That God changed his life. That's why we do what we do. We get the Word of God out in the traffic lanes of life so that God, through the power of his Holy Spirit, can impact lives for him. You know, together, Oakwood, we are getting the Word of God, which contains the news of God's, of Christ's saving power and his eternal plan for all of mankind. We are getting that message through his word throughout the world. Throughout the world. You are worth nothing. Patricio Godoy grew up in Santiago, Chile, listening to that message day in and day out. Later in life, Patricio, as a military man, became an alcoholic. And not only his life, but his marriage was going down the drain. And one day, his commanding officer, he'd been putting up with Patricio all along, and he just got sick of it. And one day, his commanding officer called him into his office. He looked at him with disappointment. And here's what he said to Patricio. He said, Patricio, you are a drunk and a troublemaker. And the best thing that you can do is to kill yourself. I mean, that's what he told me. I mean, I know he was frustrated with the man, but can you imagine saying something like that to another human being? He said, the best thing that you can do is to kill yourself. And then he told him this. He said, but you know what? You are worth so little that you're not even worth the bullet it would take to kill yourself with. And Patricio walked out of his commanding officer's office in despair, not knowing what to do. He went home. He took his gun and he pointed it to his head and he pulled the trigger. But God had another plan for this brother because somehow or another the gun misfired and it didn't go off. And he walked around the house not feeling better but feeling worse. And then he remembered. He remembered that while he was at the academy, that Gideon had given him, as well as the other members of his school, a Gideon New Testament. And then he began to read it. And as he was reading, I don't know exactly where he read from. I'm going to assume that he started reading in the gospel since that was in front of that testament. I don't know that. He didn't share it as a part of his testimony, but he said as he began to read that testament, and as he continued to read, he began to realize how much he was really worth to the God of this book. That he was worth something. And during the course of time, as he continued to read that Bible, Patricio surrendered his life to Jesus Christ. Over time, God restored his marriage. His career was spared. And Patricio became a part of the family of God. You know, he's a part of the Gideon's International today. I'm excited about that, but that's not the highlight of his testimony. He wanted to become a part of the Gideon's because he wanted to become a part of the organization that, in his mind, saved his life because it was through the Gideon's, in partnership with the church, that he received a copy of the Word of God. That's really what we do as a ministry. And I want to say to you, Oakwood Bible, and for Pastor Steve, I'm really honored when you invite me to come to your church, especially when I have been here once and you invite me back again. I don't take that for granted. I really am humble and honored, and I am blessed to be able to be here. I do not take for granted when Pastor allows me or any other Gideon to stand behind this pulpit. We take that very seriously. And as a minister, we love our pastors, and we love you, Pastor Steve. I just want to say that that's really what we do, because what you do and the support that you give to this ministry really, truly do make a difference in the lives of real people. Just want you to know that. You know, we're distributing the Word of God at a rate of 1 million copies every 4.5 days. Every time you take a breath, 2 copies of God's Word go out to somebody, somewhere in more than 200 countries around the world in over 100 languages. I mean, that's the extent of the ministry that you support. You know, we're distributing over 1 million copies of the Word of God per month in India. Just in India. Now, that sounds like a lot. But in India, every year in India, the number of people equivalent to the population of New York City die without knowing Jesus Christ. Think about that. It's over 1.2 billion people in India, and over 8 million people every year die without knowing Christ. You know, we're currently placing several hundred thousand scriptures in a small open door that we have in communist China. I'm not talking about Taiwan. I'm talking about communist China. We are getting the Word of God in that place. I want you to imagine a scene like this. During a distribution in China this past year, a large crowd had arrived at a central distribution point. The crowd, this is in China, communist China, the crowd was excited about receiving a copy of the Word of God and anxious to get that copy. My brother Kevin Bill from Alabama had the privilege of going to China for this distribution. And he shared this with me. He says, you know, as we were finishing a distribution at one of the churches, he said, we were about to leave when that particular woman blocked the trucks, stood in front of the trucks and wouldn't let them leave. And she explained to those Gideons that she was from one of the underground churches and she was begging them for scriptures. She said, if you don't give me scriptures for my church, we will never have any. Can you imagine? There are no scriptures. There are no Bibles in the entire church. She says, if you don't give me scriptures for my church, our congregation will never have them. The reason why they were hesitant to give this lady scriptures is because they had had an experience before when they went to a distribution in China. And they were so excited about getting copies of the Word of God, they thought that the Gideons had run out of scriptures. They really hadn't, but they thought that they had run out of scriptures. They began to stampede them for a copy of the Word of God. And they learned at that point that they would not start a distribution unless they knew they had enough scriptures to finish. So the only reason they were hesitant of giving this lady scriptures because they had just enough for a distribution that they had coming up. But they couldn't resist her. She was so compelling that they gave her the scriptures that she was asking for. And Kevin says that when she got those Bibles, she fell to her knees and started praising and crying and praising God. And then Kevin says this. He says, "Sterling, we know they need the scriptures in China." He said, "But I have never in my life seen the want for the word of God as I saw in China." I want you to look at this next video clip. And this is evident of what Kevin was talking about. You know, I don't speak Chinese. I don't think you need to speak Chinese to sense what's in their hearts. Just to hold their own copy of the Bible, they lost it in emotion. Every time I look at that, it just gets to me. You know, I have to ask myself the question, "Sterling, do you take God's word for granted?" I got a Bible in every room of my house, including what I call the throne room. We won't go there. I do. I have a smartphone with hundreds of translations just at my fingertip. And I just have to ask myself the question, do I take God's word for granted? I mean, these individuals were overcome just to have their own copy. You know, that was not those were not Gideon Bibles they received. That was from another minister that was giving those particular Chinese Bibles. But I play that for you on purpose because I want you to know that we know that the thing that makes this word of God powerful is not the Gideon emblem on the front of the book. The thing that makes it powerful is the fact that it's the word of God. But I also want you to know that as a ministry, that's what we do. We get the word of God out in the traffic lanes of life. So I just want to thank you for what you do and how you support this ministry. We just want you to know that your support is not in vain, because this is what's happening out there as we get the word of God out in the traffic lanes of life. As Pastor mentioned, everything that's given to this ministry, 100% goes for the purchase and the placement of the word of God. We take care of the overheads ourselves through our own membership dues that we pay. And we are volunteers. Even our international president, David W. Martin, is a volunteer just like I am. Because our goal is to get the word of God out in the traffic lanes of life. So I just want to thank you for your support. For whatever God puts on your heart to give, you can know that we're good stewardships of the funds you give, because it all goes for purchasing and getting God's word out where it needs to be. You know, for $5, we can print and ship this Bible anywhere in the world for $5. That testament that I showed you, we can print it and ship it anywhere in the world, more than 100 countries around the world, for $1.28. I don't think that you can find many organizations that can do that. We are good stewards of the money. There's a Gideon, I'm sure you have a Gideon display rack in your lobby. That's another way you can support this ministry. You can donate Bibles in honor of someone or for a special occasion. And October is Pastors Appreciation Month. I know you love and appreciate your pastors. We have special cards for that you can donate Bibles in his honor to show him how much you appreciate him. We have those special cards out in the lobby as well. I could go on, but I won't, because I respect your time. But God is really working out there as a result of his word into the lives of real people. You just caught a glimpse of a few of them, but there are many, many, many more. And again, Pastor, thank you for letting me come. Thank you for being so cordial to me as I walked in this morning, because I know I'm the, as I look around, I'm probably the only one with a suntan like I have. But isn't it a blessing that we're all part of the same family of God? So you are my brothers and my sisters and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you and thank you very much.